Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Michelle Redlinger, director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, about school starting up again and volunteer opportunities.
Well, students are back in session, and before the school year starts, the Chamber helps organize an event for area teachers. Can you let folks know about that?
Absolutely. We coordinate with all of the educational staff and with our business community to do a kickoff breakfast. And, it's a nice way to celebrate, I guess, going back to work, if you can. It's a great way for our businesses to connect with all the educational staff. And one of the ways that our public school district works together with Kirkwood and St. James. And so it's just a great, fun morning, and we've been part of that now for 13 years.
And something that debuted at this breakfast was a new logo that incorporates the three schools that work together. Can you tell folks about this?
Yeah, traditionally the businesses have provided little table favors or gifts on the breakfast tables as a thank you for the staff. And this year we decided to do something a little unique and get together and provide a t-shirt that staff can wear on certain days within the school year, so Pride Days, etc. And we came up with a new logo that unifies all of our school districts. I've got a committee that worked really hard on developing this logo, and that committee has representation from Kirkwood, from St. James, from our public school district, as well as staff and our business community. And so we all wanted to partner together, and this is the first logo that really unifies the importance that Washington places on education. And it also incorporates the fact that parents, students, and the community are all partnering together to create lifelong learners. And so we're really excited that all staff will be able to wear these shirts no matter what building or what part of education in the community you're a part of. It's a great logo that just really symbolizes how unified we are and how well we work together.
It's interesting to look at. It has kind of a triangle appearance, but almost a Venn diagram look to it that incorporates the school colors. So it really shows how they interlock and they work together. Looking ahead to the school year, does the Chamber have volunteer opportunities for maybe some of those high school students?
Yeah, we do work with high school students, and they're on some committees. We are really trying to bring high school students onto our event committees, so that way they are really part of something that they can see tangible results, see the beginning, the end, and on the same token, we can get a fresh, young perspective. And so we really enjoy working with them. We incorporate the youth with silver cord hours, and so any student who's looking for some volunteer opportunities, we love getting people in, and it's typically some fun work that we've got going on. But yeah, I would just say, as you're going back to school, I graduated from Washington here, and it's probably not so exciting if you're a student, maybe so more so if you're the parent. But find something that you like to do and get involved and get connected. There's so many opportunities in our area that you're presented with and you have a chance to enjoy at this age and in this period of your life. And so find something that works, whatever that might be, and get involved. And then I think that you'll end up with a good school year.
Great. And kind of switching gears here, the Chamber has a volunteer opportunity coming up with Habitat for Humanity. Can you explain this?
Over the past year and a half, the Chamber has established a volunteer program that serves the community's needs as the Welcome Wagon, or Washington's Welcome Center. And we've got a variety of volunteers that come in and donate their time and try to answer questions from the community as best as they can. And one of the volunteers that I would say gives more of her time than any other volunteer has been selected as Habitat's newest project. And she owns a house here in the community, but it needs some work for siding, a new deck, and a few other things like that. And so we're working with Habitat in September, and we're really asking that the community of Washington, that our chamber members, do what they can to help support this volunteer that really volunteers so much of her time without anything given back to her to help out. And there's a lot of different opportunities and ways that you can give back.
If people are interested in helping with this project, what do they need to do? Do they need to sign up ahead of time?
Yeah, it's best if we can get an idea of who's coming and maybe what your skill level is. The coordinator for our region, her name is Margie Roth, and she says that you can have a variety of construction experience and, you know, working on decks, etc. But they're also looking for people who might want to make a meal or breakfast for the volunteers. And there are two work weekends that she's planning, and it's in September. The first one is September 6th, which is a Saturday. And then the next event would be Saturday, September 20th. And there's a morning or an afternoon shift. And if you are interested, you can call the chamber and we'll give you some more information. Or you can contact Margie directly and she'll sign you up. And Margie's number is 319-383-3221.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Michelle Redlinger, Director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.